Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Text for today's sermon is the gospel reading from Luke 6. Jesus said, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them." Please join with me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. There is an instance in Acts 20, verse 35, where Paul quotes Jesus as saying something that none of the gospel writers record him ever saying. In Acts, Paul writes that Jesus himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." While none of the four gospel writers record that exact quote, they do record teachings that share the same message. Teachings like we have in our gospel for today. We are encouraged to love, bless, give away, and lend, not just to the deserving, but also to the undeserving. Of course, if you're going to give something away, you have to have it to give away in the first place. So we as Christians are to love and give more than anyone. For we are loved and given good by God. We are to love and give to all. We realize that we are to love and give. After all, everything we have is given to us as a gift from God. God has given us many material gifts, just as he gave many gifts to those who followed him in those readings we've heard throughout Epiphany. Even if we are not rich, God has given us many gifts, body, mind, family, friends, support. Quite naturally, though, we are selective with our love and our gifts. Our first instinct is to keep, guard, and hold on to any and every gift we are given. We first have to trust a person, date, or be friends for a time before loving them. We count and measure out every dime we have and what we need to keep before thinking about giving any of it away, even giving it to the church. We try to judge whether someone really needs or is worthy of our love and gifts. Instead, Jesus tells us to love and give even to our enemies. We use strict judgment and our stingier measure with those we don't know. We may not give to our neighbor if we think the gift will be misused, spent on drugs or alcohol. It is even harder to give to our enemies or those we do not like or who mistreat us. We may be willing to buy our friend lunch once or twice, but we do not like to give our lunch money to the school bully. The fact is, however, we are no better than any other sinner when we give only to those who are worthy of our charity. Still, we can love and give to all because we have been loved and given good in Christ. You are in a position to give love, for you were first given and loved by your Father, who is merciful. You have been given much love and many gifts by God. You are unworthy, yet God had mercy upon you. God gave you his enemy, not just another cheek, a tunic, or an amount of money, but he gave you his very own son. God has taken what seemed bad and made it for your good and the good of your neighbor, much as he did for Joseph in our Old Testament. Remember all that Joseph went through? Hatred from his brothers, thrown into a well, left to die, taken out and sold into slavery in Egypt, served a prison sentence for something that he did not do. All this turned out to be good, even though it did not look good at the time. Joseph was able to become the second in command and save his family from famine. God used all that seemed terrible to bless his people. Jesus' horrible death is your greatest gift that accomplishes completely everything necessary for your salvation. This worst event and loss of the life of Jesus is your greatest benefit. By Jesus' cross, you have been forgiven. In Christ, God promises you forgiveness even for selfishness and judgments. Nothing is won or lost by having more stuff. We are free of the necessity to do anything to earn eternal life or to gain anything for ourselves. What remains in this life is not a burden or something that must be done to qualify you for heaven, but a gift and an opportunity to love your neighbors and show them the love you have in Christ Jesus. Measure who you are in Christ. What you have or do not have does not change who you are or what you are worth in Christ. It doesn't matter if you live or die with nothing more to your name than the change in your pocket, or if you have $1 million. Your salvation is accomplished. It doesn't even matter if you live or if you die, because you have eternal life. In Christ, eternal goodness is given to you. God gives us the things of this world as a gift to be gifted out of freedom, not compulsion. The glory of these things is of one kind, but the glory that awaits us is of another. The gifts of heaven and eternal life are those pressed down, shaken together, and running over into our lap, as our text says. For we are measured not by what we do, but by what Christ has done for us. So give it all away, or keep it all. Have it all or have nothing at all. It makes no difference. All of it is nothing more than a gift, a thing that will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. What is this world to me? It is nothing, not a thing of any value or worth. For you have been bought by the Lord of glory with his own precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. Regardless of the things you have or don't have, you do have the grace of God and the benefit of the cross. That is a promise from God to you. So what then of the things of this world? If they are of no benefit to you, since your salvation has already been won, well, you might as well use them for the benefit of your neighbor, that he or she too might share in the eternal life in Christ. After all, you are most certainly loved and given good by God, especially through his Son, Jesus Christ, who died and rose from the dead to forgive you all your sins. Amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in the one true faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.